You're about to hear a deliverance service at a church where devils were being cast out of a 16-year-old girl who received Jesus into her heart just in time. When I heard what the demons were saying out of this young lady, my life was changed. I accepted Jesus and turned my back on my sins and the world. The demons crying out of this young lady will describe hell, heaven, and how they planned to get her soul into hell. This will change your life to live for Christ. If not, this could possibly be your last warning. Don't wait until it's too late.
Come on out. Come on out.
Come on out.
Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come on out. Come on out. Come out. Come on out. Come out right now in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come on out. Come on out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out.
Why don't you like people?
I don't like you.
You don't like me.
I don't like you. I don't like anybody. I don't like nobody. I just don't like nobody. I hate everybody.
You don't like nobody?
No, I hate everybody. I hate everybody.
Why? We're done to you. We're done to you. Why you hate us?
Because
why?
Because you guys you get to go to heaven. I just hate you people.
Well, you were in heaven once. You could have stayed. Why didn't you stay?
Oh, that thing.
What did he do? What did Satan do?
He told us we were going to get over. He told us we were going to be greater.
He told you and you believed
it? Yeah. I believe. Why did I believe?
Yes, and it's too late now, isn't it?
So late.
Hey, what happened when you were cast out of heaven?
Jesus.
What did he do?
I don't know.
You ever been to hell?
Yes.
What's it like down there?
It's still so dark. It's so hot. It's so hot. It's burning up down there. People screaming. Everybody's screaming. Devil's down there. All of us are down there. Satan. He's down there. He doesn't like it. Nobody likes it down there. It's so hot. It hurts. It hurts. It's there. Everything. It hurts. Little things be crawling all over the place. It hurts. Little bugs. Everything. Bugs all in you, all over you. People screaming. It's just a hot place. Everything is hot. It's hot. It's so hot. We're just burning and burning. Why did I do it? Why did I just stay with Jesus? Why? Why did I believe him? Why did I believe him? Just torture.
Did you ever ask Jesus to forgive you?
No.
Why don't you ask him to forgive you?
No, it's not gonna work. It's too late. Why did I stay with Jesus? No. I want to stay.
You want to go back to heaven? No,
yes. If I only had a chance. Oh, if I only had a chance, I would go back. Oh, all the torture.
I wish you had another chance, really.
All the pain.
All the pain in heaven.
Pain. Too much pain. No. Too much pain. No. I want to go back.
You should never have followed Satan. You should never listen to him. He's a liar, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's telling lies to people now, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
And they believe him.
Oh.
Does he make you get him, people?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe if you come out and treat people nice, you might have another chance.
No. It's too late. God's not
going to
believe me. He's not
going to
forgive me.
God's not
going to
forgive you.
No, he's not.
You never asked him. How do you know? You never asked him.
I just know. It's too late. Oh, it's so late.
I really feel sorry for you, because you have to go to hell. Nothing you can do about it.
I know. I miss him so much. I miss him so much. It was so peaceful. It was so peaceful. It was so beautiful. Oh, I miss it. Oh.
Never compare. I don't know. God might have mercy on you. If you stop doing the things you're doing and making people sin.
I can't do it.
Yes, you can. You can.
I can't.
Why can't you?
Satan won't let me.
Satan won't let you.
Yeah, no, he won't.
Well, I command Satan to let
you alone. No way. I can't. No. He got too much power over me. I can't do it.
Not while you're
around
here.
I can't stop people from doing bad things. That's what I'm supposed to do. He makes me do it. He tortures me if I don't do it. I gotta do it. I can't do it.
He can't bother you when you're around us. We have more power than you. We have power over
what
Satan.
What do you want me to do? Stay here?
We'll let you stay. If you come out of her and you be good, you can stay around us. We won't let him come and get you.
I can't be a good person. I can't be a good person.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
You used to be. When you're an angel, you were different, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus cast us out. He just, all of our minds just went evil. Everything was so evil. We look so ugly.
What do you look like?
Oh, he's just so ugly. I can't stand to look at myself. Mm-hmm. Oh, we were so beautiful.
Oh. Can you tell me your name?
Yeah.
What is it? Huh?
Anaina.
Well, Naina, you have to come out. You know you have to come out, though.
I know.
Anything else you want to tell us?
I just want to go to heaven.
What is Satan
I just
want
to go back.
I know you want to go back to heaven.
Ooh, he just beats us. He beats us. He just beats us. Oh, he beat me so bad one time. It hurts so bad. Oh, my flesh is just so torn. Oh, it hurts so bad. It hurts so bad.
Why does he beat you?
Because he wants us to take everybody. Oh, he wants all. He wants everybody, and we don't do it right. He just beats us, and we do something wrong. He just beats us. Sometimes he just beats us because he doesn't have anything else to do.
Oh, he's a terrible person.
He is. Oh, I hate him so bad. He's gonna get me so bad. He's gonna get me when I come. Oh. I don't know why we hurt. I don't know. We're supposed to be heavenly beings. We're supposed to be. We're just not supposed to hurt. We're not supposed to feel pain. When we was in heaven, I didn't feel no pain. I didn't feel pain. I didn't feel nothing. I was so peaceful. Everything. I didn't know what pain was until I'm. Oh, it hurts.
Now, devils can feel pain.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know what pain was. I didn't know what the meaning of it was. I ain't even heard of a word named pain when I was in heaven. Oh. And a fire. What was a fire? Why did I leave?
Have you ever been in the fire of hell?
Yes, he dumped me in so many times. Oh.
And then
he let me come in her. He let me come in her.
Well, you should know, Brenda, that you come in her. Did he know we would cast you out?
No, he thought she was going to go to hell. He knew she was his. He knew it. So he let me come in here for a little while. He said, I'd come in until he takes her. And then all of a sudden, she's just going to go on and get saved.
He was going to take her.
And she got saved. Before he could take her, she got saved. Oh, then she got saved.
Ooh. Now she belongs to Jesus.
Yes, she does. She does.
You have to come out of it, don't you?
I can't do anything to stop her. I try to hinder her. I try to tell her not to go up there. Don't go up there. People are going to look at you. Don't do nothing. Just stay here. And all of a sudden, I don't know what happened. She just changed all of a sudden. There was nothing I could do. I couldn't even tell her. I couldn't even speak in her ear. She was so high on the Lord, I couldn't do nothing.
She could die that night.
I would have had her that night. That night, I would have had her. Ooh. We would have had to go with somebody else then. I wouldn't have had to go to hell. Now you're going to cast me out. I have to go straight to hell. Satan's going to torture me again.
What if we cast you out? You have to go back to hell.
Yes, but a little while, just a little while, but that little while is so painful. It's so painful, that little while. It's so much torture. Oh, he just tortures us so bad. The other ones already left. Little Saint, I know he's just torturing them so bad.
The ones we already cast out?
Yes. And those guys are so mean. They were the mean ones. I didn't hardly do anything. I hardly made her do anything.
You still have to come out.
Why me? Why did you stay? Why couldn't I stay with the other angels? Why didn't I just stay?
Why do I have to be a devil?
Why do I have to be a demon? Lord, why? Lord! Oh God, why? Jesus, take me back, Jesus. Please, Lord! Oh, Jesus! Oh, Jesus, please take me back.
You have to be in hell forever one day, huh?
I'm already there. It's been so long. Oh, I don't know why. Oh. Why? Why did Jesus make him go, not us?
He made all of you go.
He made all of us. Oh, all of us had to go. Why not just him? Why not just him?
Because you followed him. You shouldn't have followed him.
He was such a beautiful angel.
Satan was a beautiful
angel. He was so beautiful. I didn't know. Oh, I didn't know. Oh, I didn't know. Oh, thank you, babe. Take me back, Jesus.
Well, I guess you'll have to come
out. I gotta go.
You have to go. Time to come out of her. Come on out. Come on out of her. Come on out of her. Come on out of her. It's time to come out now. Come on out of her. Come on out of her. Come on. Come on out. Come on out of her. Come on out of her. That's it. Come on. Come on. Come on out of it. Come on out. That's it. Come on.
Dear Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me for my sins. I turn my back on my sins, and I renounce every spirit that has me bound. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for me. Come into my heart and be my Savior. When you ask Jesus to come into your heart, don't go back into living in your sins. Turn away from them. Here are all the sins that are mentioned in the Bible, which are the works of the flesh.
I can see. see the lightning.
I was 19 when I heard this tape. Before I heard this tape, I never heard about devils, heaven, hell, or sin. But I did experience seeing devils when I was young. At the time, I didn't know I was seeing devils. I didn't know what they were. I was afraid, and I told no one about it except my older brother. But then, when I started going to church, I asked God to take it away, and He did. After that, I completely forgot about it and blocked it out of my mind. When I was 17, I stopped going to church. I didn't want to have nothing to do with God or church. After that, I became a hardcore jazz drummer. It was my God. I was determined to become successful. I met important people in my field, but that's when God began to deal with my heart. One day when I was coming home after practice, I was walking down the street and I kept thinking in my mind how I was going to be successful. I kept thinking about people knowing me, being famous. And as I was thinking those things, God spoke to my heart. He said, "What then?" Then again, I kept thinking, "I want everyone to remember my name." Then again, God said, "What then?" Now I know that God meant, what would happen to my soul after I die? At the time, I felt concerned, but I just went my way. But 2 years later, I felt so alone and empty. Out of desperation, I asked God if He was real. I wanted to know the truth, and I told Him that I would play drums for Him. One night, I went into a church at about 10:30 p.m. because I heard the drums playing. I met the pastor there, and he asked me, did I want to hear a demon talk? I said, yes, of course, out of curiosity, because I wanted to know if they were real. As I was listening to this tape, I was on the edge of my seat, shocked. All of this bothered me, and I was seriously thinking. All I could think of was myself being in hell. And also, the part that got to me is when the devil said it never heard of the word named pain when it was in heaven. It was shocking to know that there was no pain in heaven and that heaven was real. After the tape was over, I sat quietly for a moment. Then God brought all my memory back on what I used to see when I was a kid. He said that there were demons. I told the pastor. He said, yes, sure. Many times the devils know that God had called you. Then the pastor asked me if I want to be saved. I said yes quickly. As the pastor prayed for me, the demons within me were extremely angry. I felt a lot of anger, but it wasn't from me. It was from the devils within me. The demons began to manifest, and I felt this angry expression come over my face. Believe me, they were mad. After that, I heard the demons leaving me like they were falling away. I heard these demons with very deep, deep voices saying, "No," as they were falling away. It sounded like it was more than one demon. After that, Jesus literally set me free because I felt bound and chained because I was literally carrying the weight of sin and Jesus lifted them off me. After that, I felt Jesus' love, joy, and power at about 11 o'clock that night. I felt the power of God so strong that night. I felt like I couldn't even walk. It felt so heavy, the presence of God. But then shortly after that, I felt His joy and love flow all over me. I knew I was saved and I was on my way to heaven. And I kept my promise to God that I would play drums only for Him. And this is how this tape affected my life.